years, you could raise your hand, how many people have taken some kind of a cut in pay? Maybe taken furloughs, or forced to? Had increase in your healthcare costs? So, you know, we had a lot of people retire in our office because of that, so a lot of knowledge walked away. And we see it firsthand. We are still relied upon to do the same amount of work as quickly and efficiently as possible. So this is the ideal time for us to get together and network and share our knowledge with each other. As you can see, we have 28 counties present. 7 people paid out of their pocket to be here. And I really appreciate you guys making the journey. I hope no one else had to walk like Emilio did. Your presence strengthens this association and reinforces the value, benefit, and importance of this conference. As the 2012 CCMA president, I have learned so much. It's been nothing less than a wildly wonderful experience. Can everybody hear me in the back?
What?
No? Okay.
A little louder.
All right. I don't know if I can turn it up here. Just try to speak closer into it. There we go. Okay. I would like to take a minute to express my sincere thanks to those that have helped me, my associates and my friends, Maria Bowen. She wrangled me into volunteering for this, and I don't know where he is, but Garo's to blame too. She helped me with correspondence and tons of goodies and welcome and appreciation bags. Lynette Stone, who's over there, she stepped up and helped with speakers, including herself. Mikhail Papin, he's over there, he helped me with distributing and with my quality control. Tracy Perfetti, she is the meeting director of the hotel. She's been great. She's floating around somewhere. And Ellie Rudolphi, I don't have the raffle baskets out yet, but she made them look really beautiful. And last but not least, my husband, who is out getting us a longer cord so we can move this back. He lended his ear immense amounts of technical support and patience, and I'm sure he had to get tired of hearing the answer after the conference. Don't bug me about stuff about the kids, just after the conference, then we'll deal with that. All right. So before we get to the presentations, discussions, and demonstrations, I'd like to announce our CCMA officers. Our Vice President, Manuel Elizondo. He will be hosting next year in San Diego. Our past President, Dwayne Gower. His recent experience and documentation were a great help to me. Our treasurer, Tong Fan. And Garo must have known I was going to throw him under the bus. But they both answered tons of questions and continue to be key pieces of this process. Jim Isbell, our information officer. Garo said something to me back in Grass Valley that has stayed near and dear to my heart. We hadn't known each other very long, and he said, "This group, we're like family." And we are a family, we're a mapping family. Not everyone's gonna get along, and we're not always gonna agree, but we come together to help each other and to work things out because we care. We care about each other, and we care about and take pride in our work. Okay, so we're gonna do a roll call. I'll call out the county, and if you can just acknowledge you were here and who came with you. So we should have Butte.
We're here.
And this is, you want to say your name?
Sue Lytel and
Billy Thomas.
Okay, and Calaveras.
Here. Oh,
Damn.
Come on,
wine solo.
Right, and we are Contra Costa. I'm Jennifer Nunnally. Lynette Stone, Mikhail Papin, again, and Maria. And El Dorado. Is El Dorado here? She might be running a little bit late. Maybe that's her right there. Fresno.
David King.
And Kern.
We're here. Randy Worley, Jim Isbell.
Lake.
Kelly Brown, solo.
Los Angeles.
Yes, Emilio Solano,
Valdez
Valenzuela, and
Garo
Hoos.
MIA. Madera.
Kurt Randles.
Marin.
Sharon Blakely, flying solo.
Napa.
Paul Fakini.
Nevada. Orange.
Troy, Tom, and David.
And Placer.
Yeah, Maya.
Riverside.
Jason Santos.
Sacramento.
Anita.
Sumana.
Sarich.
San Benito.
Sal Durant.
San Diego.
Manuel Felizondo.
Susan Marianta.
Tony Bocina.
San Joaquin.
Jose Molina. Jim Brand.
Santa Barbara.
Dwayne Gower.
Tony Damiana.
Craig Snelling. Ron Lindeman.
Santa Clara.
Gary Duryea.
Santa Cruz.
Megan Callahan.
SBE, are we here yet? Shasta.
Vicki Gibson.
Keith Henderson.
Siskiyou.
Jeff Fawcett.
Solano.
Chris Rogers.
Sonoma.
Bruce Johnson.
Stanislaw.
Don Hossler.
Yuba.
Bruce Schroeder.
I think that's it. Okay, I will turn the mic over to our county assessor, Gus Kramer.
Welcome to Contra Costa County.
Thank you.
I'm very, very proud of my staff this morning. I just noticed that they're handing out free roach clips. There's different reasons for different tools. I have to tell you a story. When I started off in this county, I did not start in the assessor's office. I was hired as a deputy coroner in the sheriff's office, where I worked for about 7 years, and then Prop 13 passed. And I was told by my sergeant, he said, find a job somewhere in the county that doesn't have general fund money. So, and he was right. So I looked around and I talked to a couple friends of mine, and I had just graduated from night school going to USF. So I went to work for Public Works because it was all gasoline sales tax and flood control subvention money. And they were right. The Public Works only has about maybe 1 or 2% money in the general fund. So everybody around me was getting laid off. All my friends in the sheriff's office were getting demoted or told they would never be promoted, and I went to work as a real property agent in the county, worked there for 15 years, and really enjoyed, we worked a lot, obviously, with the mapping staff, and the majority of the mapping staff in the county was in Public Works. There were a few in the assessor's office, but, and there was one in the elections department, but most of the drafters were, drafting staff were in Public Works. And it was a fun job for 15 years, and as a bet, as a long story, I'm not going to bore you with it, I ran for assessor in 1994 and won. And on the first day I come to work in the office, you know, you've got a staff of about 125 people, and everybody, most of them knew me because I had been coming and going from the assessor's office as a doing appraisal, so I needed their comp sales. So they knew who I was, and we have somewhat of a relationship. The first day on the job, this guy corners me, and he's a drafter, and he'd worked for PG&E most of his life, and he was kind of doing a double dip thing with the county. And he says to me, hey, you know, I'm a drafter. I'm going to come over to my desk and I'll show you my tools. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm another twisted old white guy. you know, you got to indulge these people. So he takes me over to his desk. And at his desk, you know, he has the big board. And he has, we were just at the advent of CAD drafting at this point. I mean, it had been around, but the counties hadn't really figured it out yet. They were just starting to figure it out. And he was so proud that he could still draw with the old tools, as he called them. And he had a T-square and all the triangles, and then he had the number two lead pencil was just for outlining. You know, if you were a really good drafter, you had a number eight, number 12 lead, with rolled fat wide lead to do. But then, Then he showed me his secret stash, his secret thing that he could do that nobody else could do, but in fact I knew two other people could. He showed me his ink set. And his ink set was not only the black Indian ink, it was also, he also had the sepia ink, which I hadn't seen quite frankly since I was in high school. But he was so proud of this, and the fact that everybody else was on the computer doing their job, but he still had the skill set to do this in case the power went out. I can't make this stuff up. Did you really believe that? I think this guy's still alive. But the reason I'm telling this story is we're at an interesting time. Things are changing really fast. When I was a real property agent, all our contracts were typed out. We didn't have word processing. About mid-80s, we started getting word processing and computers, and we started having boilerplate contracts, and modified them accordingly. And it was tough making that transition. It was the toughest transition over the years that I've seen in county government was the transition when the California Environmental Quality Act, what we all call it CEQA, came into effect. And I was in the time in public works, and all of a sudden all projects had to have CEQA reports. It was traumatic for the engineering staff, because public works is an engineer-driven department. They ignored it for years. And why people didn't go to jail or we didn't get sued, I don't know. But we did many projects without a CEQA report, probably until the early 90s, and which is totally contrary to law. But human beings don't want to change. And if you want to be successful in your endeavors, especially in government, be nimble. Be prepared to change what you do and how you do it. Your job is really interesting. I mean, 20 years ago, the mappers or the CAD operators never, ever had a reason to interact with the public. Now, you better have good communication skills, at least my staff better, because when they're working the front counter and they go up there and treat someone and blow them off where they can't communicate with somebody, it reflects on me and I get pissed off and I'll have to come to Jesus meeting with them, as Jennifer will tell you. I mean, it's really important. So all of a sudden, in a very short period of time, the nature of the employee of what you do has to be computer literate. You have to still understand the old tools and how the job is done, and you have to be a good communicator. Now, what does that mean? You probably deserve more money. You probably do. I'd stand behind that all the way to the bank, except the people running government today are basically inept and have not invited you to the table when they set their budgets, and as a result, you're suffering for their financial vagaries. But that's the yoke we carry as public employees, not being policymakers as a board of supervisors or a city council. Now that I've trashed local government, I hope you enjoy yourselves here. This is this hotel is a project I worked on in 1984. This hotel is on the airport property. It is the people who run this hotel don't own the dirt underneath it. The county owns the fee title underneath this place. It's a long-term lease. When I came to work in lease management, public works, the atrium area that is the large covered outside area, that's kind of an indoor patio, that was all open. There was no roof to that. And a developer, investor bought it, put that on it, and that was part of the contract when we renegotiated a 50-year lease for this place. But this is the really interesting part about technology and why you have to be really on top of it. The guy was from San Mateo, and he had a word processing machine. Now, this is 1984, so he was really ahead of us. So we negotiated this lease with the guy, and we come to terms on concession percentages and when they'll be paid and how we'll audit them. And he says, and this is a 80-page lease, so he says, look, let me give that to my secretary and let her put this in her system, and we'll just type this out in a couple of minutes instead of your people typing it, taking a week. And we were pretty trusting and said, sure, go ahead. Always, always read the entire document with a second person. Because this guy changed probably a dozen phrases, and they were very subtle percentages from 4 to 5 or 3 to 5 He changed the word from substantive to, I mean, from substantial to substantive, which legally has huge implications. And we got this back and we said, this guy was a Russian. It was really kind of interesting. And I know a little Russian from my grandmother. And I said, hey, Ivan, you know, problem here. And I pointed out to him, he blamed the secretary, totally blamed me. Oh, you know, she's Irish, you can't trust those Irish. God save us, God save us. It's a nice hotel, you've got a great location, you've got Sun Valley Mall right over here that has probably every major anchor tenant you can imagine for shopping. It's got great restaurants, there's some nice pubs down the road. If you're really bored, you can go out here and watch airplanes. Do their controlled falls. And then there's the, I can assure you that nobody knows this, but or ever hears about it. If you have the patience and the time, you can go out here to the heliport and they crash once a week. Now, no one's died lately, but they do crash. And it's kind of fun to watch because the blade hits the ground and kind of bounces around. It's interesting. So, like, if you're really bored, welcome to Dr. Costa. Enjoy yourselves. If you need anything, Jennifer or staff are great people. They're very accommodating. They know the drill. So, have a good time.